You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Indeed, it's time to know what's happening on the continent. A little earlier, we spoke to the foreign media, the independent media foreign editor, just looking at the DRC and Zimbabwe. So let's catch up with more details. Crystal, good morning to you. Zimbabwe's president has ended the foreign tour after protests, as leaders of the opposition are saying he's been in hiding. What can he do to calm things down in Zimbabwe, do you think?
Hey, good morning, Bongani. I think firstly, Zimbabwe is our nearest neighbor. So there's such a lot of things, and there's literally a meltdown happening, Bongani. That's a fact, and it impacts on the country. But ultimately, politically, there's also so many things happening. So, of course, the president arrived late yesterday saying that he needed to be back to ensure a calm and stable country. Now, at the meantime, there's also been reports, obviously, in the government media that there's been a plot to impeach the president. Now, the MP that came up with this news, he since fled with his family to Mozambique, fearing for his life. And so, of course, he's alleging that this plot prompted the president to cancel that trip to Davos and actually come back, because, of course, we do know that the deputy president, he's been in charge, and, of course, he's also been responsible for that a major crackdown. We also see the public sector workers have rejected the second offer to raise their salaries. They're demanding to be paid in US dollars. Of course, the government is saying that they're not able to do this. So we also see, obviously, from a human rights perspective, the Zimbabwe in Human Rights Forum saying that they've recorded hundreds of incidents of assault and torture. We also see several union leaders being arrested. In fact, the president of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, Mr. Peter Mutasa, is missing. We also see that one of the other leaders was arrested as he arrived at the airport. Several opposition members from the NDC is also in hiding. And then, of course, there's been multiple other arrests. Of course, the court also ruled yesterday that the internet has to be restored and that the shutdown was illegal, and it's only the president that can do that. And of course, we also saw yesterday South Africa's Treasury Department said that Zimbabwe asked the country for a loan, which of course they said they're unable because we simply don't have the money. So it's all of that happening. I'm not sure whether President Mnangagwa's return now will bring about more faith, because of course he said he got some investment from Russia and Kazakhstan, but the reality is, I think we're seeing activists and ordinary people really coming out saying enough is enough, and I think this is quite different. So unless you see the police crackdown, you've seen, unless they are intensifying that. In fact, Mnangagwa's spokesperson, George Chiramba, said, people are taking advantage and they might review some constitutional changes to give more powers to the police. So we'll then see the might of the state coming head on, cracking on any dissent. But I think certainly we've seen now with especially the trade union movement coming out very strongly. And I think we're going to see this activism increasing.
All right. We'll see how that situation develops, of course, because what happens in Zimbabwe, I'm afraid, will affect us directly in South Africa. Crystal Audison there with this morning's Africa Report.